Moving over to the Our Questions community, users are pondering life's random curiosities and anxieties. In a post titled Why Is That a Group of Crows Is Called a Murder? The original poster asks why these intelligent birds got such a grim collective noun, noting that while they can be aggressive, they certainly don't cause death. Commenters had some fun with this. One user pointed out that humans simply love giving things quirky collective names, just like a group of owls is called a parliament, or unicorns are a blessing. Another joked that you should just ask the crows directly, since they love it when you pry into their personal business. Next up, a gripping hypothetical: what's something you would never do alone at 3 a.m., even if you were paid? The OP admitted they would never try to contact the dead with a Ouija board out of boredom. The top response warned against exploring abandoned buildings alone while filming with a cell phone like the idiots on YouTube, suggesting that if you must do it, at least wear a headlamp so your hands are free to carry a shotgun. Another commenter flatly stated they would not mess with a Ouija board at any time of the day. Another user asked why is social media so obsessed with time and nostalgia? Highlighting exhausting TikTok posts obsessing over turning 30, losing your teenage years, or having only 9 summers left in your 20s. Commenters expressed deep weariness, with one simply noting that the present sucks, while another cautioned that viewing time this way dooms people to suffer, since the current moment is the youngest you will ever be. The beach debate also made an appearance with the question, how long do you guys stay at the beach when you go? The OP confessed they get bored and hot after an hour and a half, especially since they don't love swimming. Community members were split. Some enthusiasts claimed they could happily stay all day until sunset if the weather is nice and uncrowded, while others thought 45 minutes was plenty of time. And finally, in this subreddit, a classic debate: what flavor is blue raspberry? One top commenter settled it by explaining it is supposed to mimic a wild black raspberry, while another kept it literal by declaring the flavor is simply blue. Over in Art Ask Science discussion, users are diving deep into physics, memory, and science outreach. Starting with, how can a total vacuum not exist? A quantum physics novice questioned whether electron clouds taking up space mean a true vacuum is impossible. Users jumped in with technical clarifications. One explained that solar wind has a few protons per cubic centimeter without electrons, which is about as close to a vacuum as you realistically get. Another noted that at a microscopic scale, a specific cubic millimeter at an exact moment might be a total vacuum until a photon flies through it, though empty space is constantly filled with quantum fluctuations where virtual particle pairs pop into existence and annihilate, famously demonstrated by the Casimir effect. Can birds flat out remember more locations than humans? Commenters pushed back on the premise. One user pointed out that humans remember massive amounts of locations, from every household and workplace object to grocery store aisles. They highlighted incredible human feats like Australian Aboriginal songlines mapping hundreds of miles of outback, and London cabbies mastering every street and landmark within a 6-mile radius. Another added that bird intelligence varies widely across the 11,000 distinct species, with only food-caching birds evolving extreme spatial memory. A science educator asking about the best way to do science outreach to the public received a very intense and personal reply from a 41-year-old user identifying as autistic, begging for tutoring and mentorship, promising to do whatever it takes to learn. Another theoretical query asked, are semantic memories immune to any major alteration? Exploring whether factual knowledge stored in the brain is permanent compared to episodic memories, though. The post awaited further discussion without top answers yet. Finally, a physics enthusiast asked a complex question about magnetic materials: for a fixed quantity or mass of magnetic material, arranged arbitrarily behind a plane, with arbitrary magnetization directions, what configuration would project the field as much as possible through the plane? A respondent broke down the mechanics of minimizing divergence, noting that if you want to maximize force on ferromagnetic material, you want to maximize the product of field strength and gradient, which favor smaller cylinder-like magnets or Halbach arrays for close distances, while a pancake shape is better for distance.